Pompeo Batoni was one of the most successful painters in 18th century Rome. He catered mostly for a foreign audience. Many travelers on the Grand Tour would arrive in Rome and would ask Batoni for his portraits.
This painting shows Cupid with a rather unexpected companion. Usually, he appears with his mother, Venus, goddess of love. But here, he is with Diana, goddess of chastity and of the moon. Notice the little crescent moon in her hair. She playfully confiscates Cupid's bow as though to reprimand him for using a hunting weapon to instill love. Diana is also goddess of the hunt. Her presence in the scene probably alludes to the interests of the wealthy English patron who commissioned the painting, Sir Humphrey Morse.
You see the animals next to Diana on the left, the two dogs, and this relates directly to what we know about Morris and how he was a great lover of animals and a great lover of the outdoors and sports. Both the Diana and the Cupid relate directly to classical sculptures and examples that would have been known to Batoni, who sketched them and drew them incessantly throughout his life in Rome. And when you look at the Diana and at the Cupid, you imagine a classical sculpture coming to life and in full color in front of us.